27. Jenks, I was just thinking, yesterday would have been the perfect time to have a, like, news drop where maybe it's news you want skimmed over or something that you don't want people talking about. Because obviously with Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce getting engaged, that was the top story. So I feel like we missed some stories. And here's one that I feel like kind of slid under the surface. Jay Cutler apparently has to spend jail time for a DUI charge that he pled guilty to. He's going to spend a few days behind bars, TMZ Sports said. So apparently he was caught driving under the influence in Tennessee, which I feel like this is inexcusable. Like, in this day and age, get an Uber. It's not hard. Especially, which, I mean, not even especially. Like, even if you're a normal person, you could kill somebody. But, like, if you're a celebrity, like, you have money. You know, if you get caught, it's going to be a big deal, and your mugshot's going to be posted everywhere. So, Jay Cutler, what are you doing?
Yeah, no excuse whatsoever, especially now. I mean, never, but especially now when, you know, ride shares or you can call a car anywhere at any time. It's easy to do. Pick up your phone, call someone, get a ride. Also, the good thing about Jay Cutler going to jail is that now he can do what he loves to do, which is smoke. He could sit in the yard and be like, I you know, I shouldn't have taken the sobriety test, but whatever. Yeah. Darrell Revis, he was really good, man. He was really good. Revis Island, they call him that for a reason. You got to bum another cig? That's what he's going to do. It's going to be great.
That's one of my favorite memes, is smoking Jay Cutler. Or, like, smoking Jay Cutler doesn't care. Because, like, he just has this, like, apathetic look on his face all the time. And I feel like in a court of law, that probably doesn't serve you well. You know, like, if there's a jury ever involved, which I know in this case probably was not. He's like, yeah, I did it. What? But it's just the way his face looks. Like, I'm sure he cares about things, but he just, he has that look about him where it just looks like he doesn't care about anything.
Yeah. I mean, he just has that face where when he's just resting, it's like, man, nobody cares less than this guy. Anybody got a cig I can bum? Is it Parliament? Yeah, I'll have one. Yeah, I got a lot of money, but whatever. You know, money's not everything. Yeah, he always just has that look like he's so sad.
There used to be a website that was smokinjcutler.com. Okay, it's on Tumblr. Do you remember Tumblr?
Holy crap. Took me back with Tumblr. Tumblr, yeah, I remember Tumblr.
Oh, it's not like it used to be. Like, it used to be just only memes of Jay Cutler in, like, a uniform smoking a cigarette. Like, they would Photoshop it in, and it looks so real. Because, like, his mouth is never that open. So, like, it looked like he was smoking a cigarette on the sidelines. And honestly, I think I would have appreciated that. I think from a marketing standpoint, he should have leaned more into that.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of like the anti-quarterback that we've had, where, like, all these quarterbacks, like, take care of their bodies, and they're super positive, and they're, you know, the clubhouse leader. Where Jay Cutler's like, yeah, we're going to run an out route. It's fine. Just go over there. Line up.
Whatever. I don't know, man. Dude, just run something. I'll get it to you. I'm not worried about it. Just get open. Run whatever you want. Just get open, bro. I'll find you.
Smoking Jay Cutler. Miss that man. All right, so it is a Wednesday, and we always complain about things on this show, but in this segment, it's on purpose. It's a Whine About It Wednesday.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine, whine, whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
That's right. We'll tell you what grinds our gears this week, whether it's bad Uber rides, it's customer service, it's home renovations, it's something completely random. We always have something to complain about. So, Jenks, what's grinding your gears on this last week of August?
I have something that's really random. Paid academic advisors. So, the reason why I mention this is that my friend Laura is trying to get into graduate school at Texas. And so she was like, would you write me a letter of recommendation? And I said, sure. So to help her get and to make sure her application is as robust as it can be, to give her the best chance, she hired an academic advisor to say, okay, put this into your application, do this, do that. This is what you need to say, all these things. And part of that is saying, okay, whoever is writing you a recommendation, I'm going to give this person tips, which is me, which is totally fine. But then when I get back corrections, it's like I would change, or they're like minor things, like change A to an or add a comma. I'm like, just do it. Do it. This is what you get paid to do. Does there need to be a comma? Add the comma. Like, add the comma. Change the A to an. Like, see this misspelling? Just change it. This is your job. Why are you sending it back to me, asking for me to make these corrections? These are minor corrections that a child could make, and this is what you get paid to do. So I wrote it out, and these are super minor. They take probably 3 or 4 minutes tops to correct, because I did double check it and maybe I missed a couple things. It's a really long recommendation. Just do it yourself. This is your job.
Especially in the day and age where it feels like AI could have done that.
Yes.
Like, you could probably have asked Grok in a tweet.
Totally.
Like, hey, Grok, fix this for me. And it would do it. So I don't know where they get the audacity to think that, you know, their job is safe in this day and age, but we'll see. All right, so as far as complaining goes, so as I told you last night, we were watching the Phillies and Mets game with my five-year-old because she is learning softball and we're trying to teach her a good stance. So a lot of these Major League Baseball players have really good swings and really good stances. So commercial break happens.
Okay.
And normally it's like Liberty Mutual, whatever. But this one commercial was a trailer for The Conjuring. My daughter is five. This is the scariest movie trailer I think I've ever seen in my life. Where it's like, the devil is in Pennsylvania. And you're like, oh my God, like, where's the remote? I need to mute this now. And then somebody scurries across the screen in like a spider position. Like, clearly this is a demon that is like possessed by something. Then there's a doll that like the head turns around and there's blood. Somebody's hanging. Jinx, I feel like when you're watching PG-rated TV, these should not come on. I need a warning when I am watching baseball with my five-year-old before a Conjuring trailer comes on.
I mean, it's prime time, but you're not wrong. I mean, maybe it's time to...
She's five.
Yeah. Yeah, but listen,
this was
man.
A scary trailer. I was watching it during the break, and I'm scared by it.
Did you have to cover Blake's eyes? Like, oh, honey, nope.
I said, Jay, Blake, how about a fudge bar? You want to go get one?
How about a
fudge
bar?
Like, that's literally what I did. Fudge bars are amazing, Jenks.
Are they? What kind of fudge bars are we talking about here?
I
homemade?
Mean, great
you're
value
homemade fudge bars.
Bar.
And you're sending us some?
No.
Oh.
No. Okay. I don't think they would last in the mail. They're frozen.
Are these like Little Debbie fudge bars? Is that what they are?
No, they're ice cream bars. Like ice cream fudge bars.
Oh, ice cream fudge bars.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, I got you. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, that's smart. That's a smart distraction. Yeah, sorry about
but,
that.
But like, don't you... Like, even when I open like Peacock or Netflix sometimes, usually it's Peacock, where they play like some trailer for a really scary movie. And like, you're in the other room and it just autoplays. And you're like, I didn't ask for this. I have been watching the tamest shows ever. I've been watching Modern Family. I've been watching like Bridgerton. Don't put this nonsense on my algorithm. So I feel like it's a fair thing, like especially with the really scary ones. Apparently this movie is out now. Have you seen any of The Conjurings? Apparently it's a series.
Yeah, I have. And they do look terrifying. And the thing about something like that is it's not even subtle. Like if they have a commercial for erectile dysfunction, like Blake's not going to know because it's like, when the time is right, you don't want to be caught off guard. And, you know, she doesn't know what that means. Right. So it's like, okay, they're hinting, implying, but they're not saying anything. With The Conjuring, it's like, in your face, I'm going to scare the hell out of you.
Yeah, somebody's literally hanging. Like, how do I explain that?
Right. Like, she loves magic. I don't know. That's tough.
Especially the doll one. Like, she has dolls. And the fact that there was this creepy doll with his, like, neck cracking back and, like, blood all over it. Like, that's a tough image to get out of your brain, especially right before bed. All right, Den, do you care to complain about something today?
Yeah, I'm going to complain about me. So I went on a run yesterday, and I thought I had this brilliant idea. You know, I'm trying to, like, manifest fall. I'm trying to bring fall to us. You know, Starbucks released their fall drink, so I'm going to do my part and bring fall to us. So I go on a run, and I wear long tights. I don't know if you ever ran in long tights in 83-degree weather. It sucks. I was dying the entire time. For the first, like, 10 minutes of the run, everything is fine.
Hot.
I'm in the shade. I get out of the shade, and I run around this area here. There's, like, an airport that's kind of, like, decently close to where I live. So I run to the airport, see some planes. That's pretty sick. But I'm just dying because there's no shade at this park where you're watching these planes go overhead. So I'm complaining about me for being an idiot and wearing tights during a run in 80-degree weather.
Can pull them off. Even though I think it's the most male thing ever when guys like watching planes take off. Like, I don't think I know any females that like doing that, but I know a lot of men that enjoy
that. I love it.
These ones land, so they like come over top of you and they land. It's fantastic. There's always people picnicking at this place too.
Oh, is that right there near Reagan?
Gravelly Point.
Yeah. Okay, yeah.
My dog loves it. He tries to jump up and catch him every single time. He's never come close, but he tries.
One day. It'll be a Spirit flight. That one's way too low. I think your dog can get that one. Yeah, that's a great point. Man.
But manifesting fall though. Like, isn't it nice? Like, we've had great weather, like, this past week. I don't know about you guys, but we've had highs in, like, the 70s. And it's, like, 59 in the morning. I'm so ready for, like, hot coffee weather. Because, like, you know, during the summer, hot coffee is a tough sell. But once it gets, like, in the 50s and 60s, that's the best.
Oh, I'm ready for it. I'm ready for the 2.5 weeks we get of fall here in D.C. And then it turns, like, blistering cold. But no, I love the fall. Love the fall. So I'm hoping it lasts a little bit because this week has been really nice. Like yesterday was super nice. Try to enjoy it while we can. It's ready just in time for football, too.
I know. It's the best time of year. We have football season. We have pumpkin spice lattes. Taylor and Travis are engaged. It's basic girl heaven. All right, coming up next, hour 3 of the show. We'll start with the biggest headlines in the NFL. It's next on the Daily Tip.